I've been quite in a lot of turbulence emotionally ever since being down there. You see it on the news, and you see it on TV, and it's one thing. And yeah, that's some incredible footage of the planes hitting the buildings and the buildings coming down and people running. But even though I wasn't there when the actual buildings came down, having been there and spent the night in front of it and seen everything going on, I mean, I didn't personally see any body parts. I didn't see any dead bodies, thank God. However, I've seen them in the past, and it didn't take a lot for my imagination to just put it all together. And I have this vivid picture that I haven't been able to shake out of my head of these bodies in the wreckage and just twisted and, body parts, because they were pulling out bags that they were treating like humans that were no bigger than my hand. And it's I was shaken to the point where I had to cover a wedding on the Friday. It was a 3-day wedding, Friday, Saturday, Sunday following that. And when I went up there, I mean, I've never felt that. I was like I was covering a war or something. I don't know what to describe it as. I just felt, like I was, my adrenaline was still rushing, I guess. I was running around like a madman when usually I'm a lot more composed at covering, photographing weddings. It just threw me for a loop. And then when I got back from the wedding, I had to photograph a portrait, and it was five people, and one of the guys from the port that I was gonna photograph got there while I when I got there to set, he saw me setting up the equipment, and he said, "You're really intense." And I just told him, I said, I don't think that. I just guess I haven't relaxed yet." And it took me talking to some other photographers and doing some of these interviews for this digital journalist that I was able to come to grips with a lot of the emotions that I've been going through. I spoke to a National Guardsman today who had been escorting Ed Keating through the wreckage, and he helped me quite a bit. The main help, I guess, came from speaking with Angel Franco about just how to try to relax.